Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rio. You're right. And, you know, I could get in trouble, but anytime I see anybody I know on that list, I'm coming. Amen. If you at Trinity Health Muskegon and I see your name, I'm coming. Amen. Amen. Well, I won't be before you long today. And I'm going to be reading from Galatians. If you have your Bible, you can find it. It's Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And I have the King James Version. I will read now. Brethren, if a man be taken over in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth it to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Our scripture text and message. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. You know how I know? Because when Brother Rio was just up here telling you to praise, I saw the whole church standing up praising him. We are receiving a harvest right now. Begin to say, thank you, Lord, for the harvest. Thank you, God, for all you have done. Amen. Amen. Now, it's harvest time. We're going to think about that. I want you to look at your own life, at your own harvest. Amen. What is a harvest? Harvest was began to be spoken about in the beginning, in the first part of the Bible, in the very first book, Genesis, with Noah. God began to tell him, and this is what he said to Noah. I'll tell you. He said this, right after the earth started drying up, after the flood. Everybody know about the flood, right? And the earth was destroyed for our badness and our sins and our evil ways, amen? And he destroyed the earth with water. Right after the water dries up, God puts this principle. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall never cease. Amen? Now, back to Paul. This here is a divine principle for God's people, for his universe, the earth. Amen. And it was given from the beginning. And we're going to walk through the Bible today because I'm going to show you where this principle is the same from the beginning to the end. Amen. 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 Seed time and harvest will never change. So whatsoever you sow, you will reap. Amen. So if you want a big harvest, what are we sowing? Amen. Amen. We have to look at that. When you're in that season of drought and you don't have anything, what have you given? Amen. Amen. We're going to go forward. We're going to go forward. Not only that. Now, see, throughout the Old Testament, for sure. It's talking about agricultural crops and growing and all that. I'm pretty sure we don't have no farmers here, right? Nobody growing anything? Okay, amen. Amen, I thought not. But we do work. We do have. We do build. We do things and have an increase, amen? Amen. So we have to sow. That's a part of what God's plan is for us as a community of believers, as people of God. We have to give. We have to give. We cannot keep everything for ourselves, be selfish. Even right here, and go over to the book of Leviticus. And God tells the planters that are growing grapes, remember that thought, grapes. He said, leave some grapes along the edges for the poor and for those to come around and pick it who didn't plant this field. Amen. In Leviticus, he's telling us to help somebody as we travel along the way. That's what we got to do. That's here in Leviticus. Now, that's God talking to Noah, God talking to Israel, the Leviticus. Now, let's go on over to the parable of the sower. What did Jesus say? Plant on strong ground, on fertile ground, not ground that's rocky. Amen. That's one of the things Jesus said. What else did Jesus say? Give, it'll be given unto you. Full measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Amen. Now, we can talk about giving, 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 but I'm not trying to say, oh, we have to become a philanthropist. I'm not saying give, give, give. And I know that sometimes we might not have to give. That's the reason that we have to share what you have. Amen. We have to share because one day it might be us in need. It might be today. Amen. We don't know the situations. All we know is that we know that God has blessed us. We know that God is preparing a place for us. We know that God is giving us all that we need. Because we could stand up in here and praise God for all we've been through, what he carried us through, what he gave us, what he's going to do, what we're looking for him to do. Hallelujah. We get to praising him in advance, don't we? Because we know him. And we done saw what he's done. And we know what he can do. Amen. So we got to stay right there. Let's stay right there. Now, we go further with Jesus. Now, let's look at Paul. Here is Paul telling us how to trust people and how to treat people. Amen? Because, see, we can get to a point where we don't know how to sow in love. Everybody want a harvest, right? Everybody wants something, but what are we giving? Are we sowing bad seed or good seed? All of us been hurt before, amen? All of us done had problems where we done been mad and didn't want to be nice or good. But here's Paul telling you to do good, be good, encourage somebody, help somebody, say some nice words. My grandma used to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Amen? We got to learn how to sow into each other. We have to learn how to come together and lift one another up, walk beside one another, amen? That is so important. We can't just be out here all by ourselves. We're not. For God is with us. Amen. Now, we want a big harvest, then we're going to have to sow. We might not always have a whole bunch of dollars to sow. And when you look at the harvest, a harvest could be anything. It's the word means gathering. A gathering of the things that you have given. It could be tangible. It could be your spirit. It could be sitting down praying for somebody. It could be coming to church and worshiping God. It could be worshiping God in your living room. Amen. But if you want to reap a harvest, then you must sow. It's not any way you will reap anything without sowing. And the harvest, what did he say about the harvest? The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So how do you get the laborers to not be little? Pray, he said, to the Lord of the harvest. And who is the Lord of the harvest? Jesus. You have to have a relationship with God if you want a harvest. Amen? You can't just think that you're doing it all by yourself, because believe me, you can't. Amen? We have to understand how to pray for everything. For everything is from God, everything is God. You are God's property. What do you say? I give myself away for him to use me. Amen? We got to get to a point where we understand that everything and every decision that we make, there is a consequence. All right? You can't just go around on really like acting like whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever you think, oh, it's the truth, that it's okay. It's not okay. You could hurt somebody. You could break somebody. What we say matters. Amen. We have to sow good seed if we want to make it in. And I know we all want to hear him say, well done one day, my good and faithful servant. Amen. Is that the goal? Amen. We want to hear him say that. So therefore, we have to be sowers. We have to be givers. We have to be lovers of one another and work together. Amen. One person could do one thing by themselves. And people sometimes get to a point where they feel like, oh, somebody's using me or hurting me and stuff like that. Let's not forget that. Because, you know, we can give so much that some people just know you're going to give them. Amen? And you feel like they're using you. They might be. They might be. Amen? But what you going to do? You're going to continue giving. You're going to continue loving. Give them something else today. I ain't got $20, but I pray for you to get it. Amen? Amen? You just have to go to God and think about it and pray about it, because there's so much more as a believer that you can give. Amen. Give from your spirit. Give from your heart. Amen. They might not have nothing to eat, so make them a plate. Hallelujah. You ain't got to go to Burger King. Amen. We got to understand that the closer we get to God, that there are so many more ways he will show us to show others and his people love and how to help them. Amen. Just throwing somebody a 20 or a change is not going to change anything. You got to show them God. Show them Jesus. What did his word say? If he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. And that's what we got to do. We got to learn how to lift Jesus up. We got to learn how to acknowledge that he's the one in charge. He's the one that gave us. And he will give you. Amen. If you get to know him. Amen. Sow in God. Get into the things of God and begin to sow right there. That's where you need to sow at, especially if you're in a drought. If you're in a season where you don't have, go to God. Look to God. Wait on God. Trust God. Amen. Now, we done said a couple of things from God, what God said about sowing and reaping. We done talked about what Jesus is saying about sowing and reaping. We're looking at what Paul say about sowing and reaping. And guess what? All the way at the end in Revelation 14, chapter 14, verse 14 through 20, God begins to talk about, if you're not sowing, if you ain't had no harvest, judgment is coming, and you're not going to go. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you're not following the principles of God that he has set for his people since the beginning, you're not going. He's not going to call you up because you're not doing anything. You're not giving anything. I'm telling you, judgment is coming. We got to get to a point where we begin to give whatever we can, when we can, not regarding ourselves. Amen. When you think about that widow, amen, she had a cake and some oil, and she said, I'm going to make a cake for me and my son, and then we're going to die. Yeah. But what'd she do? She gave it to the man of God. She ain't never not have ever again. Amen. You don't have to have a whole lot to give. You don't have to have a whole lot to love. You don't have to have a whole lot to share. Amen. And that's important because that's God's principle. And we as believers saying that we're Christ-like, that we're Christians. Oh, I'm walking. I'm hurrying up to get to the church. Yeah. But what are you doing other than that? I'm just saying, I know this ain't no happy, happy thing, but let me tell you something. Time is running out. Time is running out. There's no more playing church. There's no more pretending like you're doing. Either you're going to do or you're not. Either you're going to love or you're not. Either you're going to give or you're not. Either you're going to sow or you're not going to reap anything. The harvest is not going to come to you. Amen. We got to understand right now it's harvest time. Right now in the agriculture, and in the spirit. So if you don't have a spiritual harvest, then it's time for you to get down on your knees each and every day. Because what did it say? If you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. We got to get to a point where we're sowing in whatever way that we can. And the more you sow, the more ways you will have to sow. Amen? The more and closer you sow into the things of God, into the word of God, into praying God's word to people, the more you will have, the bigger your harvest will be. Amen. And I saw just now, a few moments ago, so many standing up and praising God for what he's doing and thanking God for what he's doing. That means you have a harvest. Yeah. Hallelujah. We are the blessed people of God. All we have to do is get out of ourselves. Amen. Come together. Maybe I have a little bit and you have a lot. Maybe you have just something and the other one has another thing. Bring it together. Bring it together. That's what it's all about, community. Community. We are all community. We are the community of God. It's no big you's and little me's. Amen. We're the body of Christ. And did you see just last, a few weeks ago, there were no food stamps? Well, people thought there were going to be no food stamps. Did you see how all of God's people started coming together to help, to make sure people eat? Amen. So how can we be in a community, a small community, and not come together? But it happens every day, everywhere. Even on our jobs, it's this clique and that clique and this group and that group. Amen. If we all just came together as the people of God and began to sow together, it would go so much further. And we could help so many people. And you will be sowing seed, and you will be following God's principle. Amen? Amen? I tell you, my sister and them, they used to pick on me when I first moved here from New York. Because out in New York, things are hard to get to. So I always liked it to have, like, an abundance. And they used to tease me, and they used to say, oh, you think it's the Great Depression in here and all of that? Because I used to have my cabinet stocked. I used to coupon, all of that kind of stuff. And I still do. Anyway, is to say, oh, she thinks she got everything. She thinks she got everything. And you know what? I used to say a little something. It's a little thing that I used to tell myself. I said, you know what, Tracy? You give because you have, and you have because you give. And to this day, I still say the same thing. There's times when I don't have, but when I done gave somebody, I done gave something to, even if it was nothing but a prayer or a track, come up and give to me and pour into me. And that's what we have to do. We got to understand this principle, how it applies to our life and everything, not just church, not just school, not just work, but everywhere. I was looking on the Facebook the other day. I saw Sister Tyra, who does the HBCU, and she was going on and on about how our young people think they can get something for nothing. And they just give me, give me, give me, give me. We got to begin to start teaching our young people how to give also. We got to teach them to help others, to do things for others. Amen? Amen. And I can say it because I'm a parent, and I got some kids that just give me, give me, give me. Amen. So I'm just saying, we got, if we want our next generation to be able to give and sow and reap a harvest, then we're going to have to teach them how. Amen. Amen. The harvest is plenty. The laborers are few. And it's harvest time. Amen. It is harvest time. Right now. So if you're looking at your harvest, it's in a little slim, then you ain't sowed enough. Amen? Yeah. Let's begin to sow. Let's begin to sow into each other that we will be following this divine principle set out by God from the beginning to the end. Amen? Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. God is a miracle worker. Yes, he is. a way maker, a strong tower, a deliverer, a healer. Hallelujah. How can you not follow his principles? It's not possible. It's not possible. You're going to always be struggling, always be angry, always begging. You're tired of begging, start sowing. Amen. Amen. And also today is Food for Life, and we have an awesome Thanksgiving dinner planned. We have all the fixings. 1:30, we'll be serving God's people. Please come out if you will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give it up for Minister Tracy. Amen. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome message. Amen. It's harvest time. Amen. Amen. You took the words right out of my mouth. Amen. Listen, 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 listen. There is so much work to be done. There is so much. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Amen. What that means is there's so much work to be done and not enough people to do the work of God. Not enough people to say, yes, God. I got you, God. I'm going to make sure I get out there and do my job, God. Amen. Please don't let that be you. Please don't let that be you. Amen. Let's stand over the building. Let's stand. Amen. Now, I know what y'all are saying. I can read y'all mind. Y'all saying it's 12:08. We're going to keep this on the hush, okay? We're going to keep this one on the hush, okay? We supposed to be going. Do we got another song we can sing? Because we can push it out to at least about 12:20 at least. Because I know Pastor somewhere watching. He's going to be like, 12:08. We got to have a meeting. Going to say, Pastor, how you let them go to 12:08, all right? Well, we're going to let y'all get on about it here, amen. Amen, at a decent time. We're going to ask that our prayer warriors will come up, amen. And listen, this is a great moment, amen, for you to come on up and engage and get some prayer, amen. Listen, if you are struggling with your day-to-day life, if there are some issues that you're facing in your life, in your relationship, in your walk with God, amen. In men's ministry today, we talked about the foundation, amen, and what that looks like as a man of God, amen. And listen, it don't have to just be a man, amen. As a woman of God, is your foundation where it needs to be? And if it's not, right now is a great time to come down and just get prayer, amen, so that we can patch up, or so that we can secure your foundation, amen. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and pray. And as we dismiss, if you need to come up here for prayer, please come on up and do so. Amen. Every head bow, every eye closed. Lord God, we love you so much. We thank you, God, for your work that is done on today. We thank you, God, for Minister Tracy, who has brought forth your word on today. Amen. It is harvest time. Amen. Father, help us to be the farmers. Help us to be the laborers, Father, to distribute your harvest. Amen. To get your people to come closer to you. Lord God, we ask, Father, as we leave this place, never away from your presence, God, that you would always continue to love on us, that you would always continue to help us through our day-to-day life, that you will always continue to cover us, Father, through this week. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. It is in Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Amen.